Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. Thank you for being here today. If there's anything that I or our team can join you in praying for, please don't hesitate to let us know. Drop us a note at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. We'd be honored to join you in lifting up whatever that is today. Well, on the podcast, we're continuing a theme that Pastor Chuck actually started on Sunday with a strong teaching about an unstoppable commitment. In fact, if you missed that message, I want to encourage you to catch the replay. But as we think about commitment today, one of the questions I wrestle with personally, and I've talked to many other people that wrestle with, is how do you get your spiritual edge back? Now, we've all lost something. How many times have we lost our phones only to find it in our pocket? Or how many times have we lost our keys and eventually found them in the front door hanging there? We've misplaced some things. But one of the things that people lose over time when it comes to commitment is it has to do with something spiritual. Sometimes they've lost their passion where they just seem passionless, or they've lost their joy where they just seem sour all the time, or maybe they lost their hope or their faith. What do you do with that? Well, in 2 Kings chapter 6, we read about Elisha, who was mentored by Elijah, and now Elisha's doing the same thing and mentoring other young prophets. These guys want to learn, but they've outgrown their school, and so they come up with this question, hey, can we move? Can we go out by the river and build a new school? The problem is, in verse 5 of 2 Kings 6, it says, as one of them was cutting down a tree in order to build this thing, the iron axe head fell into the water. He said, oh no, my lord, he cried out, it was borrowed. And so the man of God asked, where did it fall? And when he showed him this place, Elisha cut a stick, he threw it in there, and he made it float. Verse 7, he said, lift it out. And then the man reached out his hand, and he took it. Honestly, this is one of the most bizarre miracles in all of Scripture, but I think it's an incredible metaphor about what to do if you've lost your spiritual edge. What do you do if you feel like that passion to pray, or that passion to serve, or something has eroded inside of you, and really your heart has become harder? What do you do? Well, let me give you a couple of ideas that I think parallel what happens in this passage. Number one, be honest about where you lost it. When this young guy lost the axe head, the man of God asked him, where did it fall? And so the question is, where did you leave it? Where did it go? Well, when it comes to our passion, that's a great question to ask. Because honestly, we can't lose our passion. Instead, we give it away. Years ago, I heard Pastor Louis Giglio talk about this idea that God gives every single one of us passion. And the goal of that passion is to return it back to Him. But if we're not careful, we'll give it away to another person, or we'll give it away to a sports team, or we'll give it away to some ambitious desire that we have. And if we're not careful, we'll take the passion that was given to us by God and we'll give it away to everybody or everything else. And then we show up to Him passionless. Well, the start to getting it back is to be honest. Where did you lose it? What did you give it away to? Number two, with God's help, you can take back what was lost. With God's help, you can take it back. And so this prophet says, cut a stick, throw it in the water, and he made the lost thing float. And he says in verse 7, lift it out. God can do that. God is able. I mean, when you look throughout Scripture, God is able to do amazing things. And one of the things that the enemy would love for you to think is to think, well, it's too late. I mean, you can never have that edge again. But here's the reminder today. With God, it's not too late. It is not too late to be the person you could have been. It is not too late to have what you could have had. You have not gone too far. You have not done too much. This prophet says, lift it out. God will do His part if you will do yours. You do what you can do, and then trust God to do what only He can do. I love what Revelation 2 reminds us in verses 4 and 5. It says, you have forsaken the love you had at first. Consider how far you've fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. And so I want to encourage you, if you are in a place where it feels like that commitment is waning and that passion is drifting and you feel like you've lost your spiritual edge, go back to what you did at first. Maybe you need to go on a mission trip and get out of this country and say, God, would you break my heart for the things that break yours? Maybe it's you need to sign up for our One Sweet Day that's happening this weekend to say, I want to get out of my shell and serve somebody else. Maybe you want to practice fasting where you give up a meal a day, or maybe you give up technology for 21 days, or maybe it's to share your faith. I don't know what that looks like for you, but what I do know is there's something you can get back to. There's something that you can go back to, and the promise of Scripture is that God can restore you, that God can put you back, and God can use you again. I love what James says in the New Testament. He says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. If you want to get your passion back today, if you want to get that spiritual edge back, be honest about where you lost it and then ask God, God, would you help me to take back what was lost? Well, I hope you have a fantastic day today. I want to encourage you to join us again tomorrow for Friday's edition of the podcast, and already be making plans to join us Sunday morning at 9:30, 11, or in the evening at 5 as Pastor Chuck and I tag team the last edition of the Unstoppable series. We love you guys. Have a great day, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.